Emotions were already running high on Harvard's campus after the Hamas attacks on Israel last weekend. Some pro-Palestinian Harvard students signed a letter blaming the attacks on the State of Israel. Supporters of Israeli survivors denounced that letter. And then, as WBUR's Max Larkin reports, a right-wing provocateur jumped in, literally drove a truck in, to Harvard Square.
The truck appeared in Harvard Square around 10 on Thursday morning. Across three of its sides, giant screens showed the names and faces of students under the heading Harvard's Leading Anti-Semites. Adam Gillette, a conservative activist, is behind the operation. He explains why he chose that inflammatory framing.
These are leaders of student organizations that signed a message blaming Israel entirely for what happened over the weekend. That's morally reprehensible.
That signed message, published last weekend, caused widespread anger on campus. Larry Summers, Harvard's former president, tweeted that he was sickened by its rhetoric, which attributed the outbreak of violence entirely to Israel's, quote, apartheid regime. But as the truck idled on streets near Harvard's campus Thursday, the school community responded with a new outbreak of anger. Both the truck and Gillette were surrounded by hostile students for much of the day. Police officers out in large numbers in the square generally didn't intervene. Junior Yireni Cordero says the truck makes an unfair and unsubtle intervention in a complicated debate.
When you put these people's pictures and you say this is the violent cause that they support, you cause fear, right? And you also cause motivation for retaliation. People are going to want to retaliate against these people because they think these people want me to die.
Cordero also noted that the photographs show exclusively students of color, many of whom are Muslim. Around 3 p.m. Thursday, Gillette was confronted by another Harvard student, senior Jeremy Ornstein. Ornstein is a member of Harvard Hillel, a Jewish group on campus that has condemned the anti-Israel statement as well as Gillette's truck, saying that accountability should not, quote, extend to public intimidation of individuals. Ornstein brought that message tearfully to Gillette.
I wish you could come back with a more constructive message because this is dividing us in a terrible way. And it's bringing so much pain. And the Harvard Hillel, the Jews of Harvard, ask you to leave. But you're still here.
And the truck may remain there for a while longer. Even after Ornstein pleaded with him to leave the campus community, Gillette replied, not a chance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.